Hi. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts here tonight, and I'm accompanied by DC Love and Liz Sisser. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Doing great, Mary. We had a little bit of a crazy start.
Yes.
But I think we're going to be okay.
I can't even get in. Yes, it will be.
Oh, goodness. Well, I don't know if Liz is with us. Liz, are you with us? Goodness, I don't know if she is as of yet. Okay, I'm just trying to see here. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a crazy, you know, night tonight. And I think because it's a couple, wait, I think this might be Liz. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Liz?
No, not Liz.
Okay, hold on, please, hon. We're having a rough start here. Sorry about that. Okay. I guess the full moon is in, what, like 2 days, Mary?
Yes, and it's already affecting us because the app is not working for me at all.
Okay, so hold on. Let me see. I thought I picked
her
up.
She's a 607 number.
Yeah, there was another 607 on hold, so I guess that wasn't the 60. Here we go. We'll get there.
Sorry.
Hi,
everyone.
Liz.
Hi,
I'm so glad that we're all connected. Yay! Yeah, see, you know what the angels are? They're bringing us together. And I think that Maria and I were just saying, I think it's the energy of the full moon in 2 days.
Must be.
So I think that might be. And I saw a little message. Well, I couldn't even post our show online because it was just too crazy. But I saw like a little message for he will put his angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. And that's from Psalm 91:11. So I feel like, you know what, our angels are with us, and it feels really wonderful. And we have quite a few callers already. So you know what, I'm going to ask, Mary, can you go first and tell everyone about yourself, and then Liz?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Okay. So, hi, everyone. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm thrilled that you guys are calling in to get your angel answers. I'm an intuitive empath and a Reiki healer. I connect with spirit intuitively and receive channeled messages. I bring forth messages using a variety of divinity tools, including my oracle and tarot decks and also my pendulum. I now have my own website, and it's called The Angel Within, and you guys could book an intuitive reading with me, a Reiki or a numerology, which I'm now offering. So, again, it's The Angel Within. And with that, I'll switch it over to Liz.
Thanks, Mary. So exciting about your website, too.
Yeah.
I'm Liz Sisser, and I'm an intuitive empath as well and a Reiki healer. I also do meditation coaching. I have found myself back into spiritual counseling this week. I've also authored a card deck myself, as well as host this show with these wonderful ladies each week. And finding myself opening my own holistic center here soon. So I wear a lot of hats.
And don't forget your sound bowls on Tuesdays.
Yes. Well, and, you know, I was going to say, thank God I'm not the only one that had technical difficulties. If anyone watched my live stream from last night, I recorded the whole video sideways. So.
Oh, my gosh. At least you can still enjoy. Close your eyes and listen, you know. That's all right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes, exactly.
I said, now you can really lay down and watch me. You know, I'll be.
Well, maybe that's what you're meant to do. Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Or if people are watching on a cell phone, no problem. You just turn it the other way. It's all good, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it was so funny.
What
I got done tonight.
You know what? When you bring those bowls, like, you know, Mary was saying, like Tuesday nights, you have, you know, the beautiful bowls and everything. Did you bring one this evening?
I did. And
which chakra does it relate to?
Yes, it does, because this full moon that we're going into is all about creation and the things that you want to bring into your life. So I brought the sacral chakra bowls. and the sacral chakra is linked to our authentic creation and our creativity and our you know, that the intimate, passionate side of us, not just sexually, but creatively too, you know, the things that we like to bring out into the world. So perfect timing for this. So if everyone wants to take a deep breath in together, breathing in through our nose and letting it out through your mouth. And go ahead and close your eyes. The color of the sacral chakra is orange. So I hope that helped bring us all a little bit.
Wow, that was amazing. That was beautiful. My goodness, yes.
That was. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And this is DC Love, everyone. I'm just going to just give you like a little cliff note, I guess, about myself. I feel like a spiritual jack of all trades, whatever needs to be done. I just, you know, I'm called to do it, as well as being a small, medium, at large. And I want to keep it short because I have a message that I feel really excited about. And it sort of goes with what you said just now, Liz. So here's the little message. Beloveds, we, your angels, are always with you. We love and protect you. This is a powerful time of transformation, and it is now time to follow your soul's longings. We will help you to make the necessary changes that are needed. We will shine our light upon you, lighting the path before you. The brightest blessings and opportunities await. Do not force things to happen or resist the natural flow of the universe. We will help you to clearly see what awaits you, beloved. You are not alone. You are never alone. Each of you have angels that walk beside you. We will provide the guidance that you are needing each step of the way. This is the time to take a leap of faith and remain confident as your dreams unfold. Please let go of any fear that you are holding on to. Enjoy this time as you are walking forward. Keep your hearts and your minds open. Things may happen quickly. You are ready to walk through the doors that are opening. Take that first step, and your angels will be there to help you as you manifest the life of your dreams. Success awaits you. You are creating the life you desire and you deserve. So with that being said, after I channeled the message, who popped in but Archangel Nathaniel?
Wow.
And yes, Archangel Nathaniel. And he's called upon, you know, to accompany us on our path. And he also can intervene, you know, in life for our highest good so that we can, in fact, discover, you know, and live our true life's purpose. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that is.
So with that being said, Archangel Nathaniel, or Angel Nathaniel, either way, he's good with either. He's asking us, would you like to go on a magic carpet ride? And he's saying, when you do, you're going to fall in love with yourself and your life once again. So are you guys ready? Would you care to go on a magic carpet ride? Okay,
absolutely.
Well, it's a channeled meditation.
Do it.
This is a channeled meditation that I created, so I hope you guys can hear it. Okay. So just sit and relax comfortably. Breathe. You can close your eyes and just envision the journey.
blessings. I am Angel Nathaniel. I am known as the Angel of Purpose. I would like to help you connect with the magic in your life. Come join me on a magic carpet ride. This amazing journey will take you to a land far away where you will discover the true essence of your being. This adventure will help you to connect with pure joy. Let go of anything now that is holding you back and reunite with your dreams and desires. You have the ability to decide what you will create in your life. You can change your path at any time and choose something that excites and inspires you. Imagine the abundance that begins to flow into your life as you express your joy. On the distant horizon, you see a land you wish to explore. We now guide the magic carpet to land. You feel so much love as you step onto the ground. You feel as though you are in the midst of a fairy tale. A renewed sense of hope comes over you, and you now believe anything is possible. Everyone you meet greets you with a heartwarming smile. You are accepted just the way you are. Everything is absolutely perfect. You now feel like the sky is the limit, and there is nothing holding you back. You know that you are truly free to choose whatever makes your heart sing. This beautiful journey has renewed your sense of wonder. You gain clarity and now know exactly what steps are needed to fulfill your dreams and to serve your life purpose. You are completely filled with love and joy. You are clearly hearing the longings of your soul. Light and love fill you completely. Your story is now filled with happiness, love, fulfillment, and positivity. Your life purpose is evident. You are ready to continue now on your soul mission. Connecting with your passion brings joy to yourself and to the world. You and Nathaniel return to the magic carpet and begin to journey home. As you arrive back to where you started, you thank Nathaniel for this wonderful experience and all the love and joy that you found along the way. You are now ready to continue your journey with renewed hope and pure joy. Angel Nathaniel reminds you to always have faith in your dreams and that he is ready to help you to connect with your true power at any time. When life seems to get a little stagnant, Nathaniel will be waiting once again to take you on yet another magic carpet ride. He waves goodbye for now.
Okay, ladies, are we back from our magic carpet ride?
Ooh, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? I just asked the angels if there was a message, and then all of a sudden, you know, Angel Nathaniel popped in and, you know, invited everyone to go on a magic carpet ride and then said, you already channeled this beautiful carpet ride. So I had no idea that I was going to do this evening.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I love that.
Yes. It's such a magical time when the three of us get together.
Yes,
it is.
It is.
Beautiful.
Funny how spirit just brings us the right things.
Yes,
yes,
at the right time. And I pulled a card for the collective, as I normally do every week, and Master Jesus came on the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck, and it says, forgiveness. You are on the path of light, love, and forgiveness. Father, healing is possible at this time. And with that said, this afternoon or this morning I heard a channeling by William Michael Forbes, I've taken courses with him, and he channeled Jesus, and Jesus was, his message was, this is a time of awakening. Heaven on earth is unfolding. There is only love. The choice is yours, whether to live in fear or choose to see love in everything you do. Find the light within you, and you would find love. And that's my message, but the extended message of the card, which I'm being guided to read as well, besides the channel's message from this morning, was forgiveness is an act of self-love. You're being encouraged to know that whatever you have done to yourself or others, the divine is not condemning you. You don't have to forget what has happened, but you no longer need to allow your whole story to be defined by a situation that doesn't support your happiness. Jesus is here to bring miraculous shifts of healing to you and all those around you, and to release you from the burden of self-loathing. He wants you to know that he sees the child of God within you. He also brings clarity and healing to any situations concerning your father, either on earth or in heaven. That's such a beautiful message.
It is so beautiful, Mary. And I am, you know, yesterday connected with Jesus, and he's asking each of us, like, you know, during this time of uncertainty, you know, not to be afraid, mm-hmm. you know. And so mm-hmm. many people that I connect with, you know, whether it's on the show or, you know, I talk to them personally. One of the biggest mm-hmm. concerns, you know, is money. And I understand that. But he asks that we believe that, you know, we will receive, you know, everything that we are needing and more, and see it as if it's already here. And, you know, and believe it and you will see it, you know. So I believe that too. The people that, like, are, you know, like they're focused on money and stuff, we've got to see it as energy, as another word for mm-hmm. love. And when we don't, you know, people hold on to that energy, like, so tight, and it sort of puts, like, almost like a block up so that, you know, that what we have, you know, that we deserve coming to us doesn't have a way to get to us. And because we are here right now, it is our birthright. So that's absolutely amazing.
Absolutely.
So the angels,
yeah, money was a big
that was.
Yeah, well, it is.
That
yeah,
was a big thing I struggled with.
Yeah, and you know what? You did tell us about that once before, Liz, and we want to hear it again.
Yeah, it's
how
so
you overcame your
a lot.
Issues. Okay.
Yeah, I shared a lot with our callers because I was a big, you know, my ingrown belief from growing up, you know, was there's never enough, not enough money. You had to work. And I found myself, I was doing the same thing. We never had enough. I always said, we don't have enough money. And when I finally was able to shift my definition of money from money to, I use abundance. And for me, what abundance means is having everything I need when I need it. So it's not necessarily having money, because money's not always what we need, right? Sometimes we need food. Sometimes we need a service done. So I, even in my practice as a Reiki healer and stuff that I offer, I run into a lot of local parents who, you know, maybe they're a stay-at-home mom and they don't have extra money to spend on services, but they might have extra food where they could make a casserole for me. So I'll exchange a service, like a card reading, for a casserole, because I can take that time and spend with them and give them what they need. And then when I'm done, I can come home with dinner for my family and I don't have to spend the time cooking it or any of those things. And I'm able to sit and enjoy my time with them. So it's an energy exchange and I have what I need, you know, and sometimes it's cleaning services. And then you find that the money comes when you need it for what you need it for. Cause obviously there are times we need money, but it's not, you're never without, because what you need is always coming. And it's really beautiful. It really has changed so many things.
That's such a beautiful, you know, way to look at things. And I remember a woman that I connected with when I first started on this journey, and she would do readings. And I said to her, well, what do you charge? She said, I don't have a specific amount. Whatever people want to give me is what I, you know, what I receive. She said, but I have to tell you, when I'm, like, low on money, you know, or low on something, she says she always found something in the mail. So there was always,
yep.
like, a, yeah, you know, a check in the mail. So I thought that was absolutely beautiful. I thought that
yes,
was really,
and
really beautiful.
I've had that happen in my own life, but, it's just crazy. And just, but shifting that mind thought of what money was, and that money was the only thing that I needed, I don't, you know, you need other things done, you know. I have somebody that I see them for things, and their husband, you know, works on my car. So you have these great things that you need to have done, essential things in life. So
that's
helps.
Important. You know, we have to remember that because, you know, when you change your perception, you know, the things you look at change. And I really believe that that's a great way to, you know, to look at money, Liz.
Yeah, it's definitely helped. I'm going to just say that.
It does. Beautiful.
So, oh, wow. I think we have a full switchboard, ladies.
Okay, Liz, are you able to connect or do you want me to pick up the callers?
I finally have gotten in here.
Okay, so we're good?
This is crazy. Yep, so we're ready to roll, it looks like. We have quite a few people on there.
My goodness,
so
yes, we do. Okay, yes.
Okay. Area code 212, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bryn.
How's it going? Good. So, yeah, I just want to get a message, see how things are going with my guides, what they need to tell me and all that.
Okay, that's always
all
a good way to start. I really love that. Okay. Bryn, we were talking about money and, like, our perceptions. And I have to, like, you know, of how money is to us. I am getting maybe there's someone that, you know, sees you not the way you are, if that makes sense. Their perception is different than yours of who you are or who you have the ability to.
So there's somebody in my life that has a different perception than who
I mean, if it doesn't resonate right now, it could be a family.
I mean, that's
it could,
possible, yeah. I mean. I'm
you know,
not
but
sure who it could be.
Okay, well, hold on to it because the message is, you know, you are amazing, you are unique, you are talented, and you've got to value the person that you are, Bryn. Okay, so that was the first message I was getting. Are you practicing positivity every day? Because I'm getting that
I mean, I've had some rough days because yesterday was very rough because I. At around close to full moon, I start feeling the energy, and it's really ungrounding. So I felt very ungrounded yesterday, and I'm a little better, and I've been working on grounding today, but I'm a little better today. But I've had some difficult days, you know.
Okay. Do you take salt baths? Do you meditate? You know, different things like after your energy.
I meditate and. It's been a while since I took a salt bath, though, which would be a good idea.
It may help. And I'm getting, you know, this is the time to just lighten up when you get into this, you know, this energy and, you know, connect with your inner child and have a little bit of fun.
Okay.
Relax and change your focus. Just, you know, think of something you did as a child and, you know, let yourself feel that beautiful excitement again. Okay?
Right.
And I feel like it can really help you, like, during these times when the energy can't affect you like this.
Right.
So I think it's going to help. And just know, Bryn, that, you know, you are never alone. The angels are always with you. And, you know, when you feel like that, invite your angels in. Invite, you know, Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, and all, you know, all the other angels, because I do feel, you know, your energy is a little off.
Yeah.
But the angels are always there to help you, okay?
All right.
And so, like, this is a time, you know, where you find it a little difficult. You still, you know, you still have that beautiful divine team that is with you. And they're saying, you know, Bryn, we understand how you are feeling. And just remember, like, now or any other time, we're always with you. We're always here to help, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and... Okay, I just wanted to see what the other one was. I do feel like I'm feeling like your emotions, and I feel like this is a time of transformation for you, Bryn. So try not to get, like, overwhelmed with everything that you're feeling, okay? Because I do feel, you know, a lot of emotions. And maybe that's where, like, this other person comes in, you know?
Okay.
Because I'm getting emotions and I'm getting a person. But you are growing,
right.
And sometimes when we grow, like, people don't know how to react to the energy, if that makes sense to you.
Sure, yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
And I'm getting, I don't know if you work with crystals at all, but like a garnet, will help
garnet,
you to balance
okay.
your, you know, and,
okay.
and you can use it like, you know, around your heart chakra, and you can
all
bring
right.
the, you know, the energy from the earth up, you know, you can go all the way up to the top
yeah.
of your head and out, and then
right,
bring it back
right.
down, you know, a couple times, you know, as a bow, you know, and I do feel
okay.
like that too will help you, Bryn.
All right.
Does that make sense to you?
Excuse me?
I said, did that make sense to you, Bryn?
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and
yeah,
we spoke in the beginning of the show about, you know, money and not, you know, to focus on money. See money as energy and, as Liz said, you know, abundance. And the message
right.
I have for you is that the universe has an unlimited supply of abundance that can never run out, Bryn.
Oh, that sounds
and
good.
I don't know, but maybe like what your Ginger, my dog, is coming in. She's saying, Mom, I don't know what he's like wanting, but he can dream a little bit bigger. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Okay, and just,
right.
you know, say,
yeah.
say thank you to the universe and feel it before it comes. You're saying, I have faith. I know that it is coming. And the angels
okay.
are saying, Bryn, tell us what it is that's on your mind. Okay, because the angels are there.
Oh,
they want to help.
I
okay.
was talking to Mother Mary. I've been talking to Mother Mary a lot.
Okay.
I did some talking to her today.
Okay.
Just what was going on, and you know, I just said I need some help. I need some guidance as to where I'm going, and you know, I've been sort of talking with her a lot, you know, and.
Beautiful, because she's, you know, a beautiful, you know, mother to all of us, and she's always there to help.
Yeah.
And I was just
yeah.
reading, like, a little prayer before we connected. Have you had issues with your physical father, Bryn? Because I'm getting, you know,
when I grew up, you know, we were distant. He went through World War II, so he... You know, he got the Brown Star and Purple Heart, so he came back with the typical PTSD, you know, and so he was very emotionally, I'd say, damaged, you know, kind of altered from the war. My mother used to say, I wish you knew your father before he went to war. He was a
right,
completely
right.
different man, you know. So growing up, I was, you know, kind of afraid of him, and he was distant, kind of emotionally and closed up and you know, but you know, as I got less afraid, he got softer as I grew
uh-huh.
older, and there was a little better, but there was always a kind of a barrier, I guess.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting, I'm glad that you connected with Mother Mary, and she is saying whenever you think of your dad or you think of a memory like that that comes up, you know, allow it to be released. Okay.
Right.
Because
right.
I still feel like you're filled with so many different, you know, feelings that you have from, you know, different memories that you have with your dad. So they need to be released so they can be healed. Okay?
Right, right. Yeah. Do they come up just by themselves, or do I have to, what do I do?
So, you know what, whenever, even if you, like, if you think of your dad and you don't even know exactly what you're feeling,
okay.
you could just say, you know, dear innate, that's the part of you that you can't see. You know, that's the part that's within. Dear innate, you know, I release the emotions from within that I'm holding in regard to my dad. And you could just say,
okay.
dear innate, I release. But whenever you feel something, just say, dear innate, I release. Because I do feel those emotions are still heavily within your heart, you know, and you've got to get rid of them.
Okay.
You could say, I forgive
right.
dad, you know. I forgive my dad. And it just means that, you know, nothing that maybe had happened is right, but you don't have to hold on to it any longer. Does that make sense?
Right. Sure.
So, Bryn, I want to hear you say, dear innate, I release.
Dear innate, I release. Dear innate,
okay,
I release
now,
all feelings, difficult feelings from my time with my dad.
Okay, so after you said that, I felt a little bit lighter. How do you feel?
Yeah, actually, I feel a segment of lightness. Yeah.
Okay, so you continue to do that off air. Some people like to do it before they go to bed, but whenever you, if something comes up, whether it's like sadness, anger, whatever it is, just say, "Dear Nate, I release. Dear Nate, I release."
Okay.
And as you do, Bryn, you're going to feel lighter and lighter. Okay?
Great. Yeah, I do feel a little lighter right now, actually.
You will. And, you know, as it comes up, there's no, you know, there's nothing involved with you, like, you know, feeling anything bad about it, but you're going to release this because your heart is going to be making room to have more love instead of having all of this within. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because, yeah, it ends up where, you know, we sort of, we're almost like stuck and we can't move forward at times because we're holding on to this.
Right,
okay?
Right. Okay.
And I'm glad that you connected with Mother Mary. And she's saying, Bryn, you're a giver, but you've got to open up to receive as much as you give.
Yeah, okay. I got
okay.
it. Yeah.
And
okay. Thanks so much.
A little bit like out of balance lately.
Yeah.
And are you looking to connect with, you know, relationships that are a little bit healthier?
I want to. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So maybe someone, you know, in regard to when I gave you the first message, there may be an individual, but keep releasing, keep connecting with Mother Mary. And I do feel, you know, that your heart chakra is opening just by connecting right now. And allow others to get to know the real you, Bryn. Okay?
Okay. All righty.
Have you had an incident in the past where you had a relationship and it left like something there that was hurtful or brought sad?
Yeah, there was a girlfriend in the distant past that I took it hard. She broke up with me.
Okay. What I want to do then is, if you're up for this, Archangel Michael is going to come in, and there's an encasement around your heart, Bryn, and it's protecting you from not being hurt again, but it's also not allowing the love to come in.
Yeah,
are you willing to release that encasement? Okay, so just close your eyes and breathe.
Okay.
Archangel Michael is with us, and he's saying, Bryn, I am here, beloved. He has a tiny little mallet, and he's entering where your heart is, your heart chakra. He taps the glass encasement very, very lightly, and now he's removing it. And he's saying, breathe, beloved, breathe. Feel like your heart chakra just expanded, Bryn, and you're making room now. Beautiful, healthy relationships to come in. And I'm also getting now, get ready for the miracles that you truly deserve. Okay, be excited and, you know, and whatever you've been waiting for, you know, get excited and say thank you because the angels are with you. They've been giving you all these signs and they're so happy that you called in this evening. Bryn, that's what I have for you. God bless. I'm going to turn you over to Louise.
Thank you so much. That was a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thanks, Cece. You're beautiful. Take care.
Hi, Bryn. It's Mary.
Hey, Mary. How you doing?
Hi. Bryn, the first thing I have to remind you is I'm not sure if you were on when I pulled the card from Master Jesus, forgiveness card.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you know, it's just a reminder that forgiveness is an act of self-love.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
A self-love, meaning if once you forgive, that's giving yourself love back, you know, allowing you to grow emotionally and spiritually and everything once we let go of all that no longer serves us and all the fear, all the anger, all the sadness, you know, will go out with it. One thing that I was making notes of was to be excited, like TC mentioned, and to be grateful because that's one thing that it's always good to have is being grateful first thing in the morning and feeling blessed So the first thing in the morning is, I start saying my I am affirmations. I start saying I'm grateful, I am blessed, I am love, I am light, I'm one with God, I'm one with Source, whatever you want to say. But, you know, those are some affirmations that are really, really good, and it gets you, you know, gets your day going in a positive before getting out of bed. I pulled a card for you from our Ask Your Guide. And the card that came out was the intuition, inner child. It says, the door to your inner child is opening, and he or she walks through, bringing you the gift of intuition. You may not be entirely comfortable with this newfound source of insight and may not know exactly what to do with it. However, don't toss it aside or try to analyze it to death, which means overanalyzing it.
Instead,
accept this gift and play with it. Apply your intuition to non-threatening situations and learn how it works. Don't try to control it because you can't. It's exciting and powerful and is to be respected and followed, not tamed. Trust your inner child's willingness to share its magic so that you may benefit. The message for you is, trust me. Trust yourself, and there are instances that we all have that, right? Just recently, I had an earache, and I knew that it was spirit trying to come through and give me a message, and I was like, okay. So I stopped. I was about to head out the door, and I said, okay, spirit, what is it? You know, what do you want to tell me? I know there's a message. Who wants to come through? I wasn't sure who was coming through. I think it was my guardian angel. And they said to stay close, to stay in my town instead of going further up. I was going to dinner with some friends, and, you know, we decided to stay local because that's what I was guided to do. And luckily I did that because I got home at a time where, you know, there was ruckus going on in the neighborhood. So it was after I had gotten home. So it was nice, you know, to be home safe. But that was the reason why behind all that, stay in the neighborhood, you know, because when I go far, you know, I get home late.
Trusting
that intuition and any messages that you're getting. Like if you start getting the ear, you know there's a message coming through. As well.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you're so welcome. And I'll give you over to Liz because I'm sure she's eager to give you some messages. You're so welcome, Bryn.
Yes.
Hi, Bryn. It's Liz.
Hey, Mary. Hi, Liz.
So I pulled three cards for you, and the first one is from the Seven Energies Oracle. And it's a root card. So as soon as I pulled it and DC started talking about staying grounded and the energy, I knew this was for you.
Because
it is what it is. And really what I got from it was that to stay grounded, you were, you know, sharing at the time, too, that this energy gets you. You can feel it take you off balance. And
definitely.
Be aware of people coming around you that are trying to ruffle your feathers. Because it may not be intentional that they're doing it, even though it may seem that way. So just kind of, you know, if somebody starts to get under your skin, take some deep breaths and walk away. Don't let it upset you because, it's the energy. It's not anything intentional. So just keep that in mind the next few days because it's just that time. But the next two cards were about what is coming in this energy as well, and I pulled them from the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms deck, and that is, the first one is the Ringmaster of Scrutiny, and it's discernment, clear vision, and details, and it's number 9. The first card was number 6 as well, so the other neat thing about this is all of the cards have a multiple of 3 in them, so... You're definitely in that connection time where, you know, the mind, body, and soul are lining up and you are getting, you know, like Mary was saying, tuning in. Your intuition is becoming more and more awakened. And this time, times like this energy are definitely when you can tune into it very well. So, mm-hmm. you know, give yourself some space, some breathing room, and allow yourself to do that.
Okay.
But also, it's time for you to decide what you want now, too, in this moon. Mm-hmm. You know, lay it out there. These are the things that I want in my life. Don't talk about any of the things you don't want. Just do the prayer that DC gave you. Dear innate, I release anything that no longer serves me, and just allow it to go with this energy, because you can release with this energy. You can also start to set intentions for what you do want. So it's time for you to, you know, make a solid list, write it down. These are the things that I want.
Okay.
And then the next card is number 34, and it's the Winged Wise Ones, Angelic Help and Miraculous Aid. And this is about calling in your angels. So with this energy, get in the habit the next few days of getting up in the morning and calling in, say, you know, angel, spirit, guide, team, dudes, whatever you want to call them. Hey, you know, I need you to help me keep my energy balanced, you know, assist me and protect me from other people's energy. You know, and do that so that you can be aware of what's going on around you, but it doesn't have to affect you. You can say, nope, I'm safe right over here.
Throw me off, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're like in your little bubble. And that's what we need right now. You know, it's especially as empaths, intuitives, you know, if you're on the brink of an awakening, you're even more sensitive. So, you know, protect yourself, because this is a very powerful energy with the eclipse as well.
Yeah, the eclipse is coming on Friday, I believe.
And I believe it's going to be the longest one ever.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So there's a there's a lot of powerful energy coming in, and it's you know, it's important to protect ourselves and to give ourselves time and space. Make sure we can breathe. Make sure we are you know, not getting our emotions out of whack, because we can get overexcited and, you know, worked up. So make sure we're staying grounded. You know, so.
Great.
All right. Make sure you're checking in with yourself the next couple of days. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Liz. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you, everybody. Before you let go of Bryn, I got a healing crystal for you that I was guided to give to you, and it resonates with exactly what you need. It's the black onyx. It works with the root chakra. And,
yeah, I got
one here, actually.
I got a black onyx.
You do? Okay, so work with it, because it's the stone of strength, emotional and physical. You know, and it improves your self confidence and courage, and it's a very grounding stone. So make sure to use it. You know, and it replenishes. You know, it replenishes you physically. My gosh, I can't talk.
Yeah, I'm gonna say keep it with you, Bryn. For the next week, keep it with you.
Okay. Yeah. The onyx and the garnet too. The garnet.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So
thank
that's
you.
All I had.
Bryn,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody,
Bye,
for your time.
Have a good night, Bryn. We'll put you on hold then.
Okay. Good night.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
So
wow. What a
to a breakthrough.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Energy. Energy.
The energy is ripe for this stuff. You know, this week it's in
totally
it's in motion. It's in movement. So,
yeah, it is.
All right. We ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 775, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Yes, certainly. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy.
Do
you have a question for us?
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. So nice to meet you, all of you.
Thank you. You as well.
Likewise, Wendy.
Do you have a question, Wendy?
A few days ago, on the 13th, I put my very expensive hearing aids, I wrapped them up in a tissue, and I put them in a brand new tissue box. So, and I have misplaced the box, and including the hearing aids. So I pray to God that I still have them in my possession Will I get them back, and when?
Okay, just breathe, Wendy. I got yes, you will get them back, and the universe, you know, will not let you down is what I got. I love to, you know, ask St. Anthony to help me when I, you know, do that when I misplace something. Mm-hmm. And I have a little, like a little rhyme. Tony, Tony, gather round. Something's lost and must be found. Okay? And when I do that, I, you know, I just give it to St. Anthony. And things do, you know, they do appear. I'm guided to where they are, Wendy. Okay? So I want you to just, you know, to just say thank you to St. Anthony and know that you will, you're going to find, like you said, you're going to find the hearing aids. Okay, let me see. I'm trying to breathe in your energy. Okay. Okay. I'm trying to, okay. Okay, let me see. I'm not getting a specific, I'm not getting the specific time. Okay, so just, I'm getting a number six.
Okay.
So, I mean, I all I'm getting is like a number six, so I'm not sure, but I do feel strongly, hon, that you will find them.
Wonderful.
So just, you know, hold on to that and just, you know, allow St. Anthony to come in and, you know, and help you find. He's always helped me find items that I've misplaced.
Okay.
Okay.
And I do thank you. I remember seeing a folded nap. It was a Vicks tissue box, and it was not an old box that you'd throw it away. So I cannot imagine that I threw them away, but I do remember seeing a folded piece of tissue next to me on the bed, and I did throw that away. But in my logical mind, I'm sure that I would have felt something inside, and I would not have just casually thrown it away. So you feel strongly that I did not throw it out and that I will get them back?
Yeah, I don't feel that you threw them away. I just got a thumbs up from the angels. Okay. So I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies to see what they have, but I just keep getting a thumbs up, hon, okay?
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome.
Hi, Wendy. It's Mary. I actually got a yes as well, that you will find them.
Oh, good.
And immediately when you were asking for something lost, I heard, say St. Anthony. I'm like, okay, well, DC is speaking. And then she said St. Anthony. And she gave you the prayer. And you could find prayers as well, you know, online. But I pulled a card for you because I was guided to, and maybe it's because you need to hear this message, and it says, embrace the change that is on the horizon. Allow your dreams to come reality. Spring is an exciting time because it has so much potential. Animals are coming out of hibernation. Flowers are pushing up through the soil, and the days are getting lighter and brighter. The spring card features a wild hare because in Celtic animal medicine, the hare brings intuition and rebirth. Hares are highly fertile beings, and so their medicine can bring dreams to life. You are ready to life all of your ideas, inspirations, and projects. When this card appears, you are moving into a space that allows you to really grow and expand and create in a way you've never done before. There are opportunities for abundance, including financial growth. And if you're starting something new, prepare for a major expansion in your life and soul. So I got that for you, Wendy. I was guided
That's
to
beautiful.
Pull an angels and ancestors card for you.
And Mary, I have to ask you, hon. I feel like, you know, feel like maybe six or seven days, but I do feel that they'll be found like within a short amount of time. Do you have anything yourself within time frame?
Yeah, let me see.
Because I felt like six or seven, so it could be hours, or I feel like it could be days. I don't feel it being an extended amount of time.
Yeah, I was going to say I was getting from my cards here actually the six as well, and
okay,
and I'm feeling it's a short time too, like
it's yeah,
6 hours.
I feel like it's days.
I'm going
until...
there too, like it's not long.
No,
yeah.
It's
okay.
Days.
Well, that's...
and just keep saying the St. Anthony prayer, you know. And we're gonna,
yeah.
Miri, do you have more to add to it, hon?
I think 6 to 7 days, the same.
Okay, Liz.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
She was worrying. She was wondering about her aids if they will be found there in a tissue box.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this has taught me a lesson to be more aware and not to do this self to myself in the future, because I lost my iPad. And it was gone for, I don't know, 3-4 months, and then I finally found it. And also, I lost a ring last year, and then I found it a few months later. So this tells me, do not allow this conflict to ever arise again. Be more aware and more careful. And these are very expensive, top of the line, and... it's also a lesson in being thankful, because I am thankful for these hearing aids, but I will never buy this type again. It needs to be a different style, but still I'm thankful for them. So, I have searched high and low. I anticipate they've got to be in my bedroom somewhere. They might even be in a bag out in the dining room area. I don't know. But this has taught me a lesson to be more responsible, especially with incredibly expensive and important things like hearing aids.
Yeah. Wendy, this is Liz, and I had my message for you. As soon as you asked your question, my right ear popped, and I was like, oh, like noticeably. And my left ear popped, and I immediately felt like you had them. So take time to sit down and take some deep breaths and close your eyes and think about where you were and what you were doing, because this is what I got, was my left ear popped, and I felt like you sat somewhere and you had them in your left hand and set them down. Whatever it was, whether they're in the tissue box or they're in the tissue, it was to your left. So think about a time when you were doing something to the left of you, whether you sat or, you know, that's the way you came in the door and the counter's on the left. That's what I'm getting. It was a left-hand motion.
So you don't think, because I do remember picking up a folded tissue and I walked it to the garbage in the kitchen and I threw that away. And I would think in my right mind, I would have felt something in it. I would have been alert. So you don't think I threw them away?
Yeah. No. It was a very mindless motion. Like it was almost automatic. You know, you walked in the door with a bag, you set it down to your left. It wasn't something that you were paying attention doing. It was just a routine type of thing. So, you know, think about those, you know, retrace your steps, right? When you come home, what do? You walk in the door, you do this. You know, from wherever you were when you took the hearing aids out, kind of retrace what you did that day. And, oh, there they are. And call on St. Anthony. I was going to right away tell you the St. Anthony prayer, because we use that here all the time.
I love that you mentioned
gratitude for yourself, because the first card I pulled was Spirit of Gratitude. And it's actually a card for your solar plexus. And have confidence in yourself that you can remember what you did with this. I think you just need to sit down, take a couple deep breaths.
and rethink it, and it's going to come right to you. You just haven't relaxed yourself.
The thing is, it's a square Vicks tissue box, and that's too big to just have it disappear.
Right.
So
you know, you've got to let go of the worry, Wendy, and allow St. Anthony to help you. Because I just feel like as long as you're, like, in this state of mind, you're not getting the messages that are going to come, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
But you're in a more relaxed mind, yeah. And even if you ask the angels and St. Anthony to come in while you're sleeping and give you the message when you get up, I think you're going to be able to, you know, have a better idea. But were you sitting down at all? I felt like you had something on your mind.
Yes, yes. I was actually in bed. And
did you check the covers? In the bed itself?
Well, yes, I was laying on my bed, and then I took out my hearing aids, and I wrapped them in a tissue out of the brand new tissue box. It was not half empty, not ready to be thrown out, and I put it inside the tissue box, and now I cannot find the tissue box.
Okay, it's not, like, under the bed or in the covers or anything?
Oh, I've searched everywhere. I'm
exhausted. It'll pop up. I see you're filled with anxiety, and you had something on your mind prior to, you know, when you were taking the hearing aids out or something. So it's sort of like, you know, you were just thinking about something. And as Liz said, you did it, you know, a left-handed kind of motion. But you'll find them.
In about 6 days or so?
That's what I was getting. It could be 6 hours. Six or seven is what I was getting. So, but you've got to be in a more relaxed state of mind, okay?
Okay. Okay.
God bless, Wendy.
And I will pray to St. Anthony, and I'm going to picture how happy I feel when I see them and how thankful I am.
Yes, and let go of the fear and the worry, okay? Just be at peace, okay? God bless you, hon.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. God bless.
You're welcome. Well, we hope she finds them quickly. Poor Wendy.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
That's a hard one, yep.
It makes life difficult.
Yeah, that's sure.
All right, ladies, are we ready for our next caller?
We are.
All right. Area code 330, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have the first name, please?
Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I've been searching and applying and interviewing to get back in the higher education on a full-time basis since I've been out of the profession for over 4.5 years, and I'm still confident that I will get back in despite a lot of setbacks and disappointments. Do you see a breakthrough here soon for any of these positions, preferably in the state of Ohio?
Okay. Leslie, this is DC. I immediately got yes, things are going to go your way. You've been anxious, and you're going to, you know, get some news soon. Okay, so you've got to say thank you before it already, you know, before it comes, that you already believe, okay, and just allow it to come in, what you've been wanting. I'm getting, like, things are looking up for you, okay? So... And the sun is, like, shining down on you, and there's going to be opportunity. So I feel like you're going to have a choice, okay? And you work hard, and I'm getting you will be appreciated with what you do, Leslie, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So just, you know, just say thank you. And I'm getting, I don't know if, you know, like, in the past, like, you had similar situations. But I feel like you're holding on to all of these emotions that you really need to let go of, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and just, you know, as we said to one of the previous callers, we say, dear innate, that's the part of you that you can't see, okay? It connects with your soul area and everything. But Dear Innate, I release, because I feel like there's like a little bit of negative behavior and some emotions that you've got to release. And once you let them go, you know, and just allow yourself to connect with all the good that's coming, I really do feel, you know, you're going to see such a change. Okay? And please, you know, you're an amazing person. Be kind to yourself. Think beautiful thoughts, okay?
Yes.
Because the angels are saying, if we could show you how you look from our perspective, you'd see a different person, and just remain strong. Everything is resolving, okay? So say thank you, and, you know, keep releasing anything that comes up that's not positive. And, you know, welcome the blessings into your life. There's going to be so many blessings. And, again, just say thank you in advance. It shows that you have faith, okay? So
yeah.
All concerns are being taken care of. Your prayers are being answered. You've got to shift your mindset from what you, you know, feel is wrong to what you know is right, okay? And as soon as we do that, we say thank you to the universe, and we see all the good in our life, it just is, it's like it magnetizes you to all the blessings and all that the universe wants to gift you, okay?
Yes.
And you can get up in the morning and just say thank you for maybe a couple different things each day. And I do feel like, you know, your prayers, they are being answered, hon. So please remain positive, okay? That's
yes.
What I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, lovely. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I have two affirmations for you. And the first one is, the perfect job is looking for me, and we are being brought together now. And then the other one is, every thought we think is creating our future. So think positive thoughts. Think that you are coming together with this job that you're looking for, and that is looking for you as well. And I have a crystal for you, but I need to read these messages from the postcards from Spirit that jumped out for you. So the first message says, dear Sue, even though life seems now to be moving full steam ahead, it's a time to rest. Allow ideas to flow through you and take root in your heart before they reach your mind. Honor this process by becoming empty to allow for inspiration and the magic of dreaming. You may feel lazy or unproductive, but we know better. Just a sleep is a way to recharge before renewal. So are you in a time for dreaming. In this powerful process of co-creation, your soul merges with spirit in a profound way, so you can receive your music directly from source and play your part in the symphony of life. You are being invited to bear witness to the great creation and tune into what others can't hear. We have so many dreams to share with you in the sacred and in the invisible. Don't worry, we will wake you when it's time to return with a new dream. No need to set an alarm clock. Loving you always. And it says in the back, you are love. And then the next card says, dear you, now is one of those times you're being asked to add some distance, take a step back, and do nothing but observe. Don't worry about how long it would take you to regroup. Just know it's temporary and actually an opportunity to take a breath, slow down, and look at how far you've come. Decisions for the highest good are made when you have clarity, which comes from being open to information from both the intellect and the intuition. When you step into the role of the observer, it's as if you turn on a switch that allows your soul to be an essential part of the information gathering and decision-making process. In this way, you can approach things from a more neutral and non-judgmental place. We know you'll make the right choice. Trust us when we say now is not the time to get too close to the fray. Step back now. You will be glad you did. Love you. And in the back it says, you are pure joy. And it's an angel with a bow and arrow. And then Leslie, your crystal that I picked for you, or I was guided to pick for you, was amber. And amber is used for happiness, protection, and prosperity. It's orange, and it works with the solar plexus. And amber brings a sunny disposition, transmuting negative energy into positivity. It offers warmth and comfort, increases feelings of self-worth, and gently drawing out your inner radiance. Perhaps that's why it's also known to attract love. So that's what I have for you, Leslie. Hope that helps. And I'll
switch
you over to Liz.
Hi, Leslie. This is Liz. I used my pendulum, and I got a yes for the job is coming for you. But I also got, use this moon to release what no longer serves you. So just the prayer there that DC gave you as well, you know, keep saying that underneath the moon. You know, Friday night is the full moon, but you can do it the next couple nights. And just say, you know, I release what no longer serves me. It's time to give all that stuff up. And what no longer serves you is stress, worry, fears from the past, all that stuff we just have to let go of and lean into the universal flow. Trust that you're being taken care of because you are. We always get what we need. But when we worry and we stress about it, we actually repel it and push it away. So that's why it doesn't come to the last minute, because we're fighting it. When we lean in and we say, I know I'm getting what I need. I know it's coming. I know it's on my way. It shows up a lot quicker. So and make a list during this moon as well of the things that you do want. What is it that you want? You want this job. You want this salary. You want this, you know, be specific. It's okay. No dream is too big. And just relax. Enjoy yourself over the next couple of days. Take some deep breaths. Relax and just say, I know what I need is coming to me. Because it is. The universe is going to deliver. And I just heard, stop worrying. Stop worrying. What I need is coming. So, you know, take the next couple of days to look at the blessings in your life that you have right now. You know, look at all the good, positive things that are going on for you. Even if it's just the sun shining today, you know. Count it as a blessing and say, thank you. Thank you that I get to enjoy this. Because giving a little gratitude, too, that speeds things up. It changes our perspective. You know, just take a little bit of time to enjoy life, to breathe. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
to come up for air. So I feel like you've had your head so far into this, you know, working on getting a job and stressing yourself out that it's just time to come up and breathe and take a break and just, okay, I've done my work and what I need is coming to me. Okay. Because it is.
Okay.
So I hope that helps you. I hope you take a couple days to relax, have a nice, you know, go have yourself a nice cup of coffee or a nice tea, whatever you like, you know, just relax and have some quiet time. Have some, you know, just, I've done everything, you know, I've done my work, and it's going to pay off, okay, because it is. It's coming.
Okay.
Just time to relax and allow it to flow in, okay?
Yes.
So follow up with us and let us know how you make out. Leslie, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll put you back on hold so you can listen to the show.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies. You have a good evening.
You too.
You're welcome.
Coughing. I heard come up for air.
Probably my guys. My husband tells me that all the time.
I'm like, I'm trying to breathe.
Well, you know, Mother Mary just came in with Archangel Raphael. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. are we ready for our next caller?
Yes.
All right. Area code 516, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, lady.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Great.
Okay. So I have been, yes, sorry.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. So I have been trying to look for new work. as an executive assistant. It's been rather challenging, unfortunately. So I'm even like applying directly to companies instead of going through a recruiter. Do you see me finding, you know, new work as an executive assistant?
Okay, this is DC. Who is this? I didn't get your name.
Hi, DC. This is Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Hello.
Okay, yeah. I did get, you know, just breathe, say thank you, that things are going to improve for you really soon, okay?
Okay.
So there's nothing, there's nothing to be worried about, and be very proud because you do an amazing job at what you do, hon, okay? The angels
okay.
are saying, you know, see those beautiful accomplishments and know that, you know, all your efforts are appreciated, okay? I feel
okay.
like things may move a little faster than you think. I'm getting like, you know, like a new job. I just feel like a whoosh of energy, you know? So I feel like things will move faster than you, you know, would even be thinking. And you're ready for this. I'm getting you are so ready for this, hon. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
And an affirmation, everything always turns out perfectly in my life because it will. Okay, Rosie?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to turn
Thank
you over
so
to
much.
The other
Thank
ladies.
You.
Bless. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, DC.
Hi, Rosie.
Hello,
it's Mary. I just
hello, Ms. Mary.
Hello. I just wanted to let you know that I, similar to DC, I got a little excited as well. So I believe it's on its way as well. And I kept hearing recruiter. So as you know, recruiters get a percentage when they find us a job, right? So their job is to find you a job. So, and they get money for that, a commission. So I think that's what they're guiding me to tell you, to use a recruiter. So it's just easier, you know. Because when they
right.
once they get to know you, they can submit your resumes for all the companies. I pulled a card for you, and it says, "Dearest you, miracles never run out. Look back over your life, and you will see so many moments of synchronicity when all the right people, the right place, the right opportunities, and the right time just showed up without any of your help. Think back to how you felt just before a miracle happened. You felt you were giving up, but it was more like a gentle surrender to whatever was about to happen." So this reminds me, just I keep hearing let go and let God, you know, using that recruiter, but at the same time just letting it go that that perfect job is coming to you, is looking for you right now.
Okay.
And then it continues saying, "We want you to know that miracles are being concocted for you, and you will never, ever run out of them. You just don't know. You just don't get to choose how they come, who will deliver them, when they will show up, and what they will do for you. All of that is our department. Spirit knows what is best for you and what wants to be expressed through you. You are an incredible and amazing and a magnet for miracles. That would be a good mantra for you today. We're on it, so relax. If you only knew how much you were loved," and it says sigh. So just say this mantra, "I am a magnet for miracles," and you are going to magnetize those miracles to you. So I am a magnet for miracles. That's what I have for you, Rosie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll switch you over to Liz.
Hi, Rosie. This is Liz.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Good. So this is so funny. Before the show, I was guided to grab my pendulum, which I don't normally use, but I have used it this evening quite a few times, and for you as well. A lot of people have had yes and no questions, so it comes in handy. And it started swinging yes immediately as soon as I asked. Again, I pulled a couple cards to go with it because I was drawn to do that as well. And this one has come out again for you, the Ringmaster of Scrutiny. So discernment, clear vision, and details. It's number 9. And it's make a list of what you want in this job And as Mary was talking about the recruiter, I thought, yeah, make them earn their money. if they're going to get a percentage for finding you a job, then make them earn their money. You make a list of exactly what you're looking for and, you know, make them work to narrow it down to what you want, you know, and it's not too much to ask for. So make a list for yourself. This is a perfect time with this energy of this moon to do something like this. Make a list of exactly what you want in a job, the salary, the hours, the benefits, whatever it is. Write them down. And, you know, when you hire that recruiter, say, you know, this is my requirements that I want. And the other card I got for you is Great and Full, which is, it's a beautiful chalice. It's a root card, number 4. But the chalice is constantly being refilled. And so remember that. Your cup is always being refilled. You're never going to run out. There's plenty out there. There's no shortage of jobs for you in your field. There's always enough to go around. There's always enough abundance in the universe for everyone. There's no shortage. So, and that was something we touched on at the opening of the show, abundance and you know, keeping that flow that there's always enough out there, because there is. There's more than enough to go around. We just have to get with the right people. So, so this stuff is all going to work out. You know, use this energy we have coming to do these very specific things. And a lot of times to make way for the new stuff, we have to get rid of the old stuff. So it's no harm in, you know, saying the prayer that DC gave to the other callers, you know, dear Nate, I release. Use that. Dear Nate, I release all that no longer serves me. Say it the next couple nights when you go to bed, just, you know, to let it go. You'll feel lighter when you do it. And it'll help you to make way for the new stuff that's coming for you too. So it speeds up the process, speeds up the universe. And again, take some time to rejoice in the work that you've done, what you've put into yourself already. That you are hireable, that you are somebody that people want to work with. They want you on their team. And just say, yeah, the job's coming for me. It's coming. And have a glass of wine and smile at yourself and say, yeah, I'm worth it, because you are. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So have a great night, and let us know how you do with the jobs, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. A lot of positive stuff coming with this full moon, you know. Even though the energy is wonky for other things, you know, there's a lot of powerful stuff people can make happen in their lives if they, you know, take some time and spend on themselves. So
definitely,
this is going to be very
and
big.
Beautiful readings.
I hope it is
really beautiful readings.
All right, we ready for our next caller? We're still loaded here.
Yes, we
oh
are.
My goodness.
There's a whole bunch of callers.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
We're ready. All right. Area code 205, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Yes. My name is Patricia. Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hi, Patricia.
I'm well. How are you, ladies?
Doing
good. Do you have a question
good.
For us?
Yes. I have an uncle who has needed care all of his life. My father, he passed about 7 years ago, and the children, which is nephews and nieces, we take care of my uncle since he's passed. And he has a fiduciary who is over his estate that we had to file a complaint against a few months back here. And I want to know, do you ladies pick up this fiduciary initial B finally being removed? And if so, when do you see her being removed as his fiduciary?
Okay, Patricia, this is DC. The first thing I want you and you could extend to your family members is just to get rid of the energy around this person. And just, you know, dear innate, I release, you know, and keep releasing, because I feel like once you start releasing the energy, I feel like it's going to be helpful for everybody involved.
Okay.
Okay. And I do feel like things are going to, you know, work in your favor. Okay? So
okay.
You've got to release that, you know, what you're feeling. You've got to release that energy. It's really, really important, because holding on to that heavy energy is not going to serve you or anyone else. Okay?
Right.
So it's very important. Just please just, you know, and as well with them, like, you know, have them release it as well. Okay? Okay, I'm just trying to see. I did get a yes. Okay. 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 The other thing that I was getting. Okay, you know what I'm getting? It could be, you know, in this season. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so just release the energy, okay? Because I just feel like you guys are holding on to so many emotions. And it's not going to serve the purpose that you want, okay? So we've got to just, like, let go of that, let go of the energy. And once you release that energy, I feel like things are going to shift, and they're going to shift, you know, positively. I feel like, you know, you're supported by the universe. The angels are watching over you, okay? So I do feel like, you know, things will get better, okay, I feel like there's a loving energy, you know, watching over everyone to help with this situation.
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like, too, like there's something going on with the situation. There's some kind of aspect of the situation maybe that's not, like, fully bringing in, like, being brought to the surface. Something is, like, held, like, within the surface, if that makes sense to you. Some of the details are a little shady or something, like, but you're not getting the full picture, okay?
Right.
So just, you've got to just, like you said, continue to just, you know, keep releasing everything and just, you know, hang in there and say thank you to the angels. I do feel like someone that's very trustworthy is going to help, okay, hon?
Good. Thank you.
So that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. So please, like I said, release your energy, you know, in regard to this situation. And if you will with me right now, say, dear innate, I release.
Could you repeat
dear
it?
Dear innate. Yes. We're going to get rid of the energy. The innate part of us is INNATE. That's a part of ourselves that you can't see. That's the part within our intuition, connecting with our soul and everything. So we're going to say, dear innate, I release.
Dear innate?
Innate.
I release.
INNATE, innate, I release. And, you know, just keep releasing, you know. And as you release, you're going to see that you're going to feel better, okay? And the circumstances will change, and they're going to change for your higher good, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So I release I release what no longer serves me, you know? But you can just keep saying, you know, I release. And you need to have a little forgiveness, and when you say about this person, I forgive them.
Yeah.
And it's not that, you know, that you're saying what they do is right. It's just that, you know, you don't have to carry this, and you're opening up for the healing that's going to take place, okay? So any wrongs that have been done, when you say, I forgive, it creates space for healing to begin, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
And so what we do feel, you know, even though we can't really put our hands on it, it is pretty much warrant that there is some underhand, undercutting going on with this person.
There's somebody, a very, very loyal, kind person that is going to step in. And someone that you can count on, someone that is trustworthy.
Yes.
Okay? So we just, you know, I always like to, you know, have my divine team come in, because I find if I try to do things myself, it could take, like, a lot longer.
Yes.
Okay? So, you know, you could just have the other one say, you know, I release,
I release what no longer serves me, you know, whatever I'm holding on to, because, and I forgive. I forgive that person, because when you forgive them, like I said, you're creating the space for healing to begin. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And it's going to work out a lot faster, but I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. They have more to add on. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Hi, Patricia. It's Mary. I actually got the in the near future, which really means that it'll occur very soon, and
great.
You won't
Thank
have
you
to
Mary.
Wait any longer. But the
yes.
same way as DC said, just stay optimistic and, you know, stay hopeful and, you know, release and let go because of that, and forgive. Whatever it needs, forgiveness. I mean, that was one of the cards I pulled today was forgiveness. And I feel that, you know, that would heal the situation and keep it moving forward. For sure. And as soon as I connected to your energy, Patricia, I felt like your dad was coming in through my third eye, and he wanted to give you a message. So I pulled a message from the Talking to Heaven deck that I have. And the card that fell, a whole bunch of cards fell out, but this was the one that I feel that he wanted to let you know. And the card says, I see all of your thoughts. And so he wants to say, I can now hear your thoughts and feelings so much more clearly than when I was living in my physical body. Back then, I was consumed with my own ego thoughts and distracted by my fears. Now that I'm free of those shackles, I can focus upon giving and loving. So whenever you'd like to talk, I can clearly hear you. Just think my name and then trust the thoughts and feelings that you receive from me. Those are my communications with you. I totally respect your free will and would never impose my own will onto you. I only want what is best for you. So please know that I'm here when you wish to talk. I love you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love Daddy too. I love you too, Dad. I
feel the love in my heart.
Yes, I do. I talk to him a lot, and I feel him near, and you know, and almost any time before I call into a show, if I talk to him before I call into the show, he comes through, and you know, he delivers every time.
Beautiful.
Oh yeah, every time he does that, he just lets me know. So he says, "Oh my God." Yes, I love you.
Oh,
Daddy.
That's so beautiful. I love that because that's what we have to put out there, you know, that for them to come through. Even if we don't communicate with them, it's nicer to hear it from someone else as well. So these are the cards. Since you communicate with him, I'm going to give you the cards that all fell out. I have no more earthly worries, and they're that's what he's saying. And there's a whole bunch of sunflowers. So I don't know if sunflowers were significant to you and him. The earth is our school. I am learning over here. And I have become one of your guides. So those were your messages that fell out. Because there were so many cards. And I'm like, okay, I can't read all those cards. But I could pick one, and then, you know, but now I was guided to give you all of them. But he can see your thoughts and, you know, continue talking to him, because I feel so much love, and you're opening up intuitively as well and getting messages. So that's so lovely, Patricia. So keep trusting that intuition, because you're on.
Yes. That's another call in to you guys of question about that, but not tonight, but definitely another call in. So thank you so much, Mary, and thank you, Dad.
You're so welcome, Patricia.
And
hold on a second, because Liz has got a message for you as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Liz.
Thank
you.
I got very much similar to what the ladies got as well. I used my pendulum, and I did get a yes,
right away. And the first card I pulled for you is the Eagle King, the big picture, angelic help. And this is number 12. And as I looked at the cards, I was drawn back to the number 12. And I thought, okay, so December, I'm going to say December-ish is what you're looking at.
Yes, thank you.
But also, like DC said, you know, have everyone just pray for the situation. Stop thinking the negative thoughts towards the person that has not done by everyone. Because when we do that, it repels the flow of the energy. So we're just kind of pushing away the resolve when we do that. Just focus on what you want the outcome to be. Karma and the universe is going to take care of the other person. That's not our job. It gets handled on its own time. So let it do its thing.
Yeah.
Just focus on praying for resolution. Have everyone's attention go there. Just, you know, let's all pray that this comes to an end soon. Let's not think about the other thing. Just let's focus on what we want, right? Because that's what we need to do. We need to focus on what we want, not what we don't want.
Yes.
And the other thing, the second card I got, and it's number 13, which I thought was funny, but I thought, eh, but then I knew it wasn't anything to do with that, with the time frame. But it is feeling the world, and it's this woman holding the earth in her hand. And, you know, I said feeling the world, haha, it should be healing the world. And, you know, in fact, that's what you guys will be doing by shifting your thoughts and your perspective into that direction. And it's actually a sacral chakra card. It's orange. And if you're on at the beginning of the show, I played the sacral bowl. So put your passions and your intentions into what you want. You know, push them that way. Push them that direction. Because when you think positive thoughts and you guys heal your family and your situation that's going on, it causes a ripple and more healing goes out into the world. And you are actually feeling the world. You're feeling what other people, you know, you can have compassion for what other people go through because you realize that things don't always go smoothly and everyone has rough times, right? But just pray for the outcome you want, you know. And when you direct your thoughts that way, you're causing a ripple effect that goes out into the world. And starts other people to do the same. So it is a multi-faceted, multi-message card there for you and probably anyone else. You know, that's an important thing for all of us to do is to shift our thoughts to what we want and stop focusing on the things that we don't want and the negative things that are going on. You know, let's start looking to, I want to be healthy. I want to be wealthy. I want to be wise, you know. We can have all that stuff.
And
we don't need to look at the things.
And another thing is so ironic that you say that card is a woman and, you know, whirl and healing, and a reference to healing. I've noticed that lately here, and it started with the grandkids, when one of the little ones had a cold and I was rubbing him with the mentholatum, my hands, they feel real, like heat is in them. And so
I noticed
my uncle, he has had an amputation done in the last month. And I was rubbing his leg and then I felt the heat again. And I started wondering because I was told that, you know, you have healing in your hands. And I was wondering, had that, is it an onset of maybe, you know, that's, you know, that I'm starting to feel that healing, and that's what I'm doing, and it's starting with family, because every time I touch someone to, you know, massage or rub or whatever, it's like this heat, like a power.
Yeah. You're getting the tingly.
Yeah.
That's absolutely, when I do Reiki, when I work on people, that's the first thing that activates is the palms of my hands, and I immediately start. You know, people right away are like, oh, your hands are so warm. Absolutely. It's you being guided and directed. So you're tapping into it. Of course, we are powerful enough to heal ourselves, to heal others with healing thoughts. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to take a Reiki course and learn a little bit more to be attuned with that energy as well, because it only can help you and enhance what you do. So, you know, start to look for those things. They're becoming more and more prevalent all around. You know, it's becoming more and more of a thing. You know, hospice is incorporating Reiki. A lot of nurses learn Reiki and use it in the hospitals. It's not widely talked about, but it is being done. You know, so start, you know, and if you already have this background in caring for people, that might be a career that you end up doing, you know, longer after maybe your uncle's no longer here, too, and it gives you an expanded opportunity and horizon to use another avenue that is holistic, because I think when we get to the end of life, we're in a different place, and we don't necessarily want the medications and the treatments and the hospitalization. We want to just be comfortable, and that's what I think that Reiki offers, and we, you know, and if you're feeling it, I would say you're being called that direction, and I would look into more of it, you know, for yourself to go deeper, learn more. You know, I always find learning more is exciting. But of course, your mindset too is so powerful. So, you know, keep the mindset even until you find a course that works out for you to try and learn more. So. Yeah. Oh, well, that's beautiful, Patricia. I'm glad all this resonated with you. And let us know how you make out and give us a call back, okay?
I sure will. Many blessings to you, ladies, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You ladies, take care.
We'll put you on hold. You too.
Thank you.
Oh,
wow, what a beautiful color. Yeah.
Yes, that was truly beautiful.
I remember when I discovered Reiki and started hearing about it, and I'm like, what is this? What? Who? Huh? And I'm like, oh, hey, it's exciting, right? Like, it's, you can probably remember, too. You're like, oh, hey.
You know what I find is fun?
It was exciting. My daughter learned it first, got certified before me, and then she healed. She used to heal me all the time, so I was like, oh, I want to do this too. So then I got attuned and certified. So amazing.
What I find have you ever tried it on a pet that's sleeping and you just direct the energy and all of a sudden they wake right up and they look at you? It's like so funny. You know? It's like, what are you doing? You know?
The 100-pound pit bull. She doesn't let me near her. Like, if I look at her and I start doing it, she's like, she runs in the other room. It's so funny.
Uh-huh.
She's like, no, nope, you're not doing that.
You could do a little distance telling. That's all right. She can go in the other room.
She's so funny. I go, yeah, you can run.
Or she can run, but she can't hide.
True.
It's hysterical. My boyfriend and our son laugh hysterically. They're like, stop doing it, Mom. She knows. If I look at her,
well,
I'm like sending it with my eyes while she's sleeping, she gets right up and she's off the couch.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they wake right up. I laugh because, you know, and distance healing, there is no distance. I sent it to India, and a gentleman said, ma'am, can I have more healing? Like, within 2 minutes, you know, he just felt it and sent it to, another room, whether it's 2 inches or, you know, whatever, but there is, you know, it's always sent, you know, so it's beautiful. And it's all about love.
And I was going to say, I think as Reiki healers too, I'm sure you guys do this, you know, we spend a little time each week or each day, you know, sending healing into the world in general to heal the earth and do that well. So the more people are joining in doing it, it's, you know, only the faster we will heal, right?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's no shortage of need for light workers, that's for sure.
Oh, especially now, it's just everyone is needed.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Are we ready for our next caller?
Yes. I think so.
Okay. Area code 651, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. I've been seeing like it looks maybe like a person, but like a shadow figure that keeps walking into my mother's room. and I was just wondering if you had any insight on who it is or whatever.
Okay, I Christiana, this is DC. I heard guardian angels.
Why are they shadowy?
Well, sometimes it depends. You know, you can see like a little bit of a shadow. Sometimes it depends on the person themselves, you know. But I heard guardian angels. That's the first thing that I heard. Is your brother in need of a little bit of a healing?
No, not my brother, my mother.
Your mother, is she in need of a little bit of healing?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the angels are gathering around, and before you came on, I saw Jesus step forward as well. And please tell her,
yes.
He's telling her, you know, I love you, my beloved, unconditionally. Does she connect with Jesus because he, you know, he wants to help her?
Yeah, we both do.
Okay, because I feel like there's, you know, there is like emotional healing that needs to take place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, and I just, like, I heard guardian angels. That's the first thing that I heard. And Jesus, you know, he's been there as well, and he's saying there's nothing to fear. Okay, and as I'm saying that, I'm smelling like such a beautiful flower. You know, just beautiful, beautiful fragrances. So this is GC. That's what I have, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies.
Hi, Christiana. The first thing I heard was angelic presence. I kept hearing the same thing, angelic presence. Just tell them it's angelic presence. So like GC said, you know, it could be the guardian angels. I just heard angels. You know, helping her heal if she's ill, and just, you know, that's all it is. And the way we see them as well could be, like Cece said, it could be shadows. It could be, I see them as sparkles. Sometimes I see footprints on my carpet. You know, it depends, you know, when and what you need to see at the right time, I guess. But because I've seen one of my archangels in black. So at first I used to be scared, and I asked one of the friends that I have in spiritual, and they said, you know, just because it's black doesn't mean it's bad, you know. That's how they are showing themselves right now. So I have an archangel that appears in black, total black. So don't be afraid. It's angels.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll switch you over to Liz and see if she has another message for you.
As Mary, as you told that story, I kind of laughed because I thought, oh, God, your guardian angel comes in black. So, Christiana, here's a great story, because the first time I did a meditation and asked to see my spirit guide that was with me, it was basically what I would picture Satan to look like. And I was like, what the freak is that? You know, it was like a half man, half horse thing with horns. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But I didn't feel afraid. Mm-hmm. You know, when I did the meditation, I was like, I'm like, this is so odd. And I later found out it actually is, it's an occult symbol. And it is, he's actually a protective, the embodiment, his Bastat is what they call him. And he is a protective demon, for lack of a better word. But he is there to usher in good news and show you that good things are on the way. So sometimes don't judge a book by its cover, because you just never know. But I too felt it was not harmful. It was not, I got a cringe as you said it, but it was not like a cringe. It was like a, like unsettling. So what I got is your mom is releasing some really, really heavy energy, and they're taking it away. That's why they're shadowy like that. They're taking all the heavy stuff. And the first card I pulled is out of the Oracles of the Seven Energies. And it's a heart chakra card, and it's a beautiful woman on a lotus flower, and it says broken open. And it's about her. She's releasing a lot of heart trauma that she's been holding in her for most of her life. Some of it, I feel like, is carried over from another lifetime, but also some childhood trauma she suffered, and then some other things as she went through her life. So right now it's being released. And a lot of times, you know, when we hold things like that in for all of our life, it manifests into physical illness. And so until we release it, we don't begin to heal. So she is, and I'm almost brought to tears saying it, because she's letting it all go right now. Whether her body has gotten to be too much, that her soul just finally was weakened to let it go, I'm not sure. Or if she's just, you know, choosing in her subconscious to now release it. But she is doing it, and that's why you're seeing that shadowy. They're taking it away. They're coming in to help her do that. And so it's not happy work right now, because she's getting through a hard time, but the happiness is coming in as that darkness is released. So
I've been wondering if that's maybe why I've been dreaming and not bobbing in my dreams.
You're picking up on what's going on. So, you know, send her love, send her light, you know, and also, you know, as she's healing, you're witnessing this. So take this as a lesson to, you know, also for yourself, release things that may be stuck within you, traumatic things that you've got going on that have happened. And sometimes, I'll tell you, as I've done my healing journey, sometimes things that you think didn't have an impact, you do a meditation and they come up and you're like, why did I remember that? And then, like, as you kind of dissect it, you're like, oh, that was a traumatic impact. And you're like, huh, I didn't see it that way, you know? And because a lot of times as children, we're not aware of what's going on, so we don't understand and can't process it that way. So, you know, the prayer, we've been handing it out all night, and it's the time to do it with the full moon, but... you know, the next few days, just say, dear innate, I release all that no longer serves me. You know, just ask each night before you go to bed, you know, because, you know, you're watching your mother heal, and she's going to come out of this beautifully and feel and be so much better. She'll be so much stronger than before. You know, take this opportunity to heal yourself as well. You know, stop the generational curse and pass and, you know, all that. You know, when you stop a cycle, you heal, you know, everyone that came before you and behind you. So, you know, through this experience, let it help you to release as well, so that, you know, you have a nice, long, healthy life. And that's what I have.
Yeah, I've been working on that. Well,
yeah.
Thank you. Thanks,
you're
everyone.
Welcome. You have a great night, and let us know how everything goes.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh. Oh. so funny, you know, that's the thing to remember. Spirit can show up in all kinds of strange containers.
Yeah. Yes. And Lynn was the one that told me that Archangel Jehuviel was actually showing up as dressed in black. I was like, it's so scary. It's on the side of my door. I'm like, why does it sit in that corner of my room?
Yeah. I mean, it's
Lynn
Satan walking
me,
in, and
you know,
like,
with that fear. She's
on?
Like, it's an archangel. Don't worry. I'm like, okay. I felt better. So now I'm used to it.
It's hysterical.
You know, I forgot to tell the caller before, Christiana, I hope she's still on, that I was going to recommend the Louise Hay book, You Can Heal Your Life, which kept hearing to give to her. So it's Louise Hay, and it's on YouTube for free. It's a full audio book, and You Can Heal Your Life. It's
nice.
Meditative
I didn't know
listening.
That.
It's amazing. I love Louis K. You know, you guys know that.
I've read her book, but I didn't know it was on YouTube as an audio book. Because I do it again, but I don't have time to sit down and read it necessarily.
Yeah.
But
it
is great. Anything she writes is great. Or wrote was great.
Yeah.
All right. Should we squeeze in one more caller? And Mary, do you want to take down the numbers of the other callers?
Yeah, I took down the numbers, but I'll send it to you because next week I'll be with my family. I don't know if you guys are going to have a show, but I'm going to be on vacation with my daughter and grandkids.
Well, lucky you. I think I'd be here. Oh, it's the day before Thanksgiving. DC, what about you?
Yeah.
I don't cook.
It's up to you, Liz. You know, let me know your schedule.
Yeah, I'll be here. I don't cook. My dad cooks dinner for us, so I just show up to eat. I have no stress.
Amazing. That is beautiful. My goodness.
I'm very lucky.
You are, my goodness, yes.
All right, so
that's
I can write
so
down
nice.
Numbers, Mary. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Liz, no, I have them already. I wrote them down. There is a caller on hold for over 50 minutes, a 504 number, and it sounds like a new number. I don't know.
Okay. All right, well, we'll go with them this evening. Oh, they're there. Okay. Area code 504, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi there, yes. Thank you for everything you guys do. You're very positive and sweet, and so has been the callers, and I appreciate that. I really am. I'm not sure if you...
Aww.
No, I mean that. No, it's just, you're just, you change the world to be better, and that's great. I'm calling, and this might not be the last one you want to take, because I'm not in a happy place. I'm more of in a dark place, which is not usually my person, but now it is. And it's been a while. I'm full of anger. Defined me. And yes, I do all of the meditations. I go out. I hang out in the nature. I do the Ho'oponopono. I do this. I meditate over my water before I drink it. I stir in love and compassion before I drink anything. I mean, I do the whole shebang. And even just like even my business card says, okay, it says, you know, I meditate, I burn candles, and I'm grateful every day, but I still want to smack some people. So that's where I'm at. But, I mean, that's a sense of humor that is what I've grown up with and I've always had, but I'm losing it. And I got to tell you, this year, even the good things that finally happened after 10 years of completion, 3 years completion, it's all dripped into just tragedy or something horribly negative or something. And I'm done. I just got to I would never do anything to myself. That's not that. But I have had lots of chances for exits these last few years as well. And why I keep snapping back, I don't know. Because I really don't want to be in this 3D world anymore. It's just going faster, and I'm going slower. The pain and lots of physical pain is just getting to the point that I can't enjoy the things that I want to enjoy anymore. Or I am doing it, but not as much or not as deeply as I have. And I don't know why I keep snapping back. I mean, I'm ready. I mean, I can help on the other side. I know I can. Much better than I can do this. But I can't do it now.
Okay, but you know
not
what?
Like
you got to realize, DC, you already contracted how long you're going to be here. So the first message I got is you've got to surrender all of this. What I got was a visual of you. And you're trying to stop the force of, like, a strong body of water coming at you, you know. Instead, just try to go with the flow, okay? I was getting go with the flow. And all the stuff that you're saying, you know, all the stuff that happened, you know, I got this too shall pass. Okay? There is good coming your way, and you've got to be open to it. And fighting it and everything, I'm getting your destiny awaits you, honey, okay? The beautiful purpose that you have for being here. And, you know, the reason you're filled with love and light and you're going to help others. But you've got to stop fighting everything. And it's just like you're pushing against, you know, you're pushing against like a river coming at you. It's not going to, you just can't do that, you know?
How? That's my question, because I am meditating. I'm
surrender.
Kind
Let
to other people.
Surrender. I release. You just got to surrender. you know, and I'm getting you need to forgive. There's people and situations that you need to forgive.
Yeah, this is a recent thing.
Just dear innate, I release. Dear innate, I release all that no longer serves me. If a specific feeling comes up, dear innate, I release anger. Dear innate, I release whatever it is that you're feeling. Okay, but it's time to surrender and it's time to release and forgive is what I'm getting. Okay? And you've had past lives and some of the memories that are coming up from your past lives are affecting your current life, okay?
Yeah, I'm ready to break them. I'm ready to break the contracts, release it all. I've already released a bunch of things.
And allow, you know, allow the angels to come in. Allow the angels to help you, okay? And they'll guide you.
I keep asking.
You're
going to
be so tight.
I do.
And love, you know, but you're holding on and you're trying to do all this yourself. And it doesn't work like that. You can't, you know.
Well, I ask the angels. I ask the other entities that I've been aligned with. I keep asking, guiding the whatevers, the guys, my entourage, I call them, whatevers. And it's just, I'm tired. I'm just, because there is nobody else but me in this physical world. And my physicality is.
Because we're still fighting. You might not even realize that you're still, you know, you're still pushing against the grain. And, you know, surrender, you know, make a heartfelt decision to surrender. You know, and allow your heart to guide you. That's what I have for you, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. And what I'm getting, you have a heart filled with love, and the love within your heart can move mountains. Okay?
Yeah, I believe that. I know that. Thank you. I feel it, and I thank you so much.
Wow, that was beautiful. Okay, I'm not going to try to top that. I'm just going to add to that. So the first thing I heard when you said you were all positivity and what do I do, blah, 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 right? And I heard 5D. You know what 5D
you heard what?
Is, right? You're in the 3D world.
Oh, the 5D.
So
okay, D, yeah. I'm ready to go to 5D. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I kept hearing for you. And, you know, I don't know if you were on in the beginning of the show where, you know, I spoke about a channeled message from Jesus this morning from my instructor, and he said, there is only love. The choice is yours whether to live in fear or to choose to see love in everything you do. Find the light within you, and you have that light. So don't try to turn
good
it
to
down.
Hear that.
Yes, and that was
because I wonder, because I'm embracing the anger.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Let go. And what I kept hearing while DC was talking to you was let go and let God. And then trust. I kept hearing trust. Once you let go and let God, then trust that everything is supposed to be. And just to remember that every thought we think is creating our future as well. And, oh, and I pulled
that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, and this card really resonates what you're going through. It says, dearest you, as you think, so will you experience life. Thoughts are that powerful, and they need minding. Let the unruly, chaotic ones settle down so they serve you or get released instead of wreaking havoc. These thoughts arise when connected to the energy of fear, and often masquerade as truth. Yet the real truth is that essentially all is well. Of course, you have thoughts that are positive, strong, organized, accepting, creative, open, and so on. Those are the ones we want you to keep thinking, and they have a less frantic quality. They're stimulating in a good way and don't get away from you. How do you keep an inner eye on your thoughts? Meditate and leave judgment out of the mix. Everyone has those fearful thoughts. Love them, love yourself, and then choose the thoughts you want the world to reflect back. Life is not as hard as you think, loving you so much. And that was the message from Spirit for you.
Thank you.
So
that's
just,
lovely.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's just perfect. It goes with both DC's message and Jesus' channeled message, so it's beautiful. And I'll switch you over to Liz because I know we're running out of time. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hugs to all.
Hi, it's Liz. Now, we didn't get your first name, hon. What is it?
It was Kelly. It still is.
So, Kelly, what I got, sometimes we overdo it spiritually. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I
like
get it.
Over-spiritualized. So that's what I got, because I can tell you're full of light and light. And you still have light energy, even though you're saying you feel angry. Your energy is very, very bubbly and light still. And, you know,
good.
Sometimes we try to push too hard at meditating and doing all those things. Sometimes we need to stop, take a break. We can overdo it, you know. Take a break, and we get so comfortable being in this place of high resonance, too, that, you know, where everything's going good and we're manifesting and this, that we almost forget that we're still human and we have these sad and angry emotions that we don't want to deal with, that we don't like. We got out of them. We don't like them anymore. We used to be in them all the time, right? But we worked our way out of them. And now, shoot, one came up. So it's okay. Go ahead and feel it, you know. Go through it. Be angry for a few days. It's not going to feel good to you for very long. You're going to want to
But
be
it
back
won't go
up
away.
Place.
That's the it does well, it doesn't go away. It's almost like I'm enjoying it. I thank you for the light comments, because I've actually started to think, just passing, you know, like, am I not a light being? Maybe I'm enjoying this anger so much and constantly
no.
anger, and then it flares so bad. I think it's where this anger,
you know,
is coming from.
And maybe your body just needs to process it, you know. Maybe there's some things that, you know, sometimes we one of my friends, she has a term and I forget what it is now, of course. Whenever I need something, it goes right out of my mind. but we just kind of, we go over the emotions. We're like, oh, yeah, I felt it. I was present. And, you know, we gloss over it. But we weren't really present. We didn't really feel it. Like, we were present, but we didn't really feel it. We were like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to let it bother me because I'm more spiritual than that. I don't get upset, right? And so sometimes that stuff, we'll get like a backup, right? And then, oh, here it comes. It's got to go. So that's where I feel you're at. Like, it's okay. And because you say it's not going away, but I feel like it hasn't been, you haven't been this way for years. Like, this has been a month or so.
It's been like, no, we're talking, oh, God, no, it's anger. It's been long. It's been a while. Full of anger. I mean, now to the point now, just this year, is when I drop things, I mean, you think a sailor is coming out of my, you know, my pie hole. So, I mean, it's really bad. And I never used to, they'd have to get me drunk in college before I'd see a dirty word. Now, you know, now it's,
I'm like,
but not mean to people, though.
Maybe you're channeling your inner Joan Rivers, because I'm, I would say, I can't say it on air because we're a PG show. So, but
yeah, I know, I gotta watch myself.
but I'm a cursor. You know, it's got nothing to do with your spirituality. It's, you know, sometimes those emotions, sometimes it just feels good.
Yeah, I know, but there's right, and it can be funny, but it depends on what the intent is. Like, when something, I'm just constantly dropping things, and because I have to bend over, that causes such degree of
pain,
excruciating pain, that makes me angrier. And so it's flying. Let me tell you, like, woo, that would turn a sailor blue.
So, all right,
okay,
so
thank
you
so much.
Now, so the physical pain is what is really, that's what's got you angered. Now I've got the root of it.
I can't take responsibility for it all. I believe I co-create, blah, 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 all that stuff. I know, I know. But the thing about it is I can't take responsibility for all of it. I think it's me. It's all the old stuff. But I also am getting angry at the collective of not, you know, making bad choices. Like, we're not going in the direction fast enough to finally bring us all to the light. And I get frustrated and mad at that too. You know, I'm just, I'm taking it all. And I just want to just throw something, you know?
Yeah. Well, break it down to the parts that you can control. Right. I mean, we obviously, as empaths, we all feel the sometimes uncomfortableness with the collective, not, you know, opening their eyes, but
you know what? That's our job, right? Our job is to keep having the faith and keep believing that it's going to happen, and right, and just keep sending our energy that way, because it is eventually.
Yeah.
People
right.
are going to say, "Oh, you know, it is." We have no control over anyone else. That's what we have to remember too, right? We can only control ourselves. So the more we're aligned,
right.
the better we are.
Right.
So the funny thing I pulled a card for you, and another one fell on the floor as I did. But the first card was the Arrow Master, and it's number 10. And I was drawn to the 10 because I'm like, ooh, you know, 11 is the number of alignment. And I'm like, it's a 10. It's kind of funny. She's like, just one off. So you're not that far gone. That's what I want you to know.
Okay. I got to tell you, this that alone is worth hearing. Thank you, guys. You really have put some light back into my heart. I appreciate that. You really have. I mean, sincerely.
And the message is hitting the mark, intention and detachment. So set your intention. And that's all you need to do. So you know what? I do want to feel good again. And I know I can. I've been there, and I know what it feels like. I will get there. That's my intention. And now I'm going to release what no longer serves me. And just say that the next couple of days, again, with the energy of the full moon, you know how it works. You know, put that intention out there and just kind of relax. Don't do your meditating.
Okay.
Don't do, you know, all your stuff. Just relax. Because I think you're pushing yourself to do it, and it's not enjoyable anymore. You know, you need a little time to just wallow in the and ride it out, you know. I tell people,
I'm a sprinter, not
people,
a runner, so.
Well, it's time for a jog because you're not feeling great, right? You got to get back into it. You don't run a marathon if you take a week off, you know. But the card that fell on the floor, which I think is the shocker, is the Sacred Union, partnership and romance. So something is coming around the corner for you.
I don't want romance. I've got enough stuff to do. I don't want to pick up another one.
I can't make this shit up, I'll say, now that we're off air.
This is fun.
Hey, Liz.
Oh, my God.
Somebody goes to the archives. You can still hear you.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I can hear. That's funny.
Because to me, it fell on the floor, like under my chair. I was like, what the heck? That's just something that's on the horizon, though, that you're not even looking for. So, you know, a lot of times I share with people, you know, I'm on here. I'm happy. I'm giving great messages, you know, helping people be positive. You know, a lot of my Facebook crap is positive. But you know what? I have days where I don't feel great. I don't feel positive. And you know what? There's some Saturdays that I don't want to get out of bed. And you know what I do? I stay in bed. And my boyfriend and my friend are like, what are you doing?
Your ears now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Liz, because you know what?
You know,
we as light workers, we give a lot to others, and we forget, you know, that we too are here on the same journey, you know, and...
I was sick with COVID for several weeks, and I was still trying to, when I came back to... You know, when I was able, knowing where I'm at and all that, I was sending out love and healing to other people, but I didn't have really enough life force to do too much good, I'm sure. But when my life force was starting to come back into my body, I did help some people try because they were scared because of the storm. You know, I got into the hospital, and Ida came and was blowing the city away while I'm the princess in her tower, you know, healing. So, well, thank you guys.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate you.
Yeah, take time for yourself, Kelly.
Back and
get yourself better. You're not too far off at all.
Yeah. Well, that's huge. Thanks. Okay. Well, nighty-night. Big hugs.
Night. Have a
good night.
Night. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, guys.
Well, what a good way to end the show.
Yeah.
You know? Because we all have our ups and downs. It's not new to anyone. It's not different. It's, you know, we're all human.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes like the energy of, you know, the full moon and different things, it affects, you know, some more than others, you know. So you've just got to know your own natural cycles as well and just, you know, do what you're supposed to do, you know, for yourself as well. Put yourself first. Because if you don't put yourself first, you have no, you won't have anything to share with others, you know.
That's right. What do I say every Tuesday? Self-care is not selfish. It's necessary.
It's so necessary. My goodness. Well, ladies, I hope you have
important as brushing your teeth.
Your evening there. I hope you have a little time for yourself.
Yes.
Yep, I do.
Beautiful. Well, good night, everyone. And you're still listening. And, Mary, I hope you have an amazing vacation.
Yeah, thank Mary. You. We'll miss you next week.
And
And hopefully our electronics are back in order and we don't have all the hoo-ha we had tonight, huh?
That was crazy.
That was crazy. Well, I was like, oh, my God.
That was a little crazy, but
I got a little nervous there. I was like, oh, no, this show. Who's going to pick up?
Yeah, no, you just got to breathe. It's all good, you know?
Yeah.
It is.
And it ended up being one of our, you know, really most amazing shows. I mean, the energy was phenomenal.
Yeah. It was a great night tonight. So.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, ladies.
Good night. Light and love, everyone.
Yes, love and light. Bye.